Dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need a tune in to
Dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit dustby.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
On the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jack and Samore and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music wins with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah, yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It's a beautiful Monday, so that makes it Hot After Dusk Mondays. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, oh, my God, man, I'm excited because we got a, you know, great show as usual. Another great week. I'm blessed to, you know, be able to, we got another great week. And just thank God for, it's allowed me to be able to talk to you guys, have fun with you guys, interview great people, play some great music, and everything else in between. I don't know if you all got a chance to check it out. I got a chance to watch the Oscars yesterday. Very, very interesting. You know, they had Ellen hosting it. She was doing a bunch of crazy stuff, cracking me the heck up. And just really, you know, it's not really just being cookie cutter as far as how the Oscars are. It felt more organic because everything was just so crazy and sporadic. So it just kind of, it had more of an organic feel that you just feel like, hey, we're going to give you a script. This is everything you're going to do for the Grammys. Excuse me, for the Oscars. And so, yes, it was definitely a treat. We'll be wrapping up some of the outfits that happened yesterday. Also talking about some of the awards. We'll be talking about that. And also of our special guest today in the show, can't wait to have her. We're going to be my girl, Angela Lewis, in the building. So we got to give a big hand for her. Can't wait to have her. Co-hosting the most in the building. What's up, T. Marie?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. What's up? How was your weekend?
Good. I can't complain. It was relaxing. So, yep.
Yeah, for the fire relaxing, like, what were you doing? You know, you sound like you sound like bliss.
Oh, no. Shut up, Sadie. You always do this. Look, on the Mondays and Wednesdays.
I wasn't meaning it as a negative by it, or, you know, I wasn't taking it somewhere. You just sound like you was on another level, like you were just feeling good today.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm always feeling good.
I didn't say you never, you know what, you trying to be duffel today. I ain't say you never feeling good, but you just, you know, like, I have my moments where I'm always feeling good on here. But then I feel like on another level, that's what I'm talking about. You go on another level sometimes. So, yes, you know what I'm saying.
Good. It's Monday. It's March. My birthday almost here. So
yeah, could you give a hint of that? March is your birthday. Oh, that's this is the first day, first show of March. And this is actually, this month is a very special month for the show. On March 23rd, 2009, that was the first show ever did. And now, you know, it's now 2014. And I don't know, a lot of y'all that took, you know, simple math classes should know, you know, do a little math and you figure out, bam, wait a minute, this is 5 years. You have to celebrate 5 years. And that's exactly right. We're going to celebrate 5 years of being on the show. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just watching it grow throughout the years. You know, it's just, wow, man. You know, I keep telling people they just don't believe it. Like, radio was not my dream. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I never faked the funk about that. It wasn't my dream to do radio. I just wanted to do the magazine. That's the funny thing. That's the most recent project of things I've done. I just wanted to do the magazine. And I wanted to do video, you know, as far as being having like a little weekly TV show, go around the streets and interview people in the streets. That was the original. A lot of people don't realize that was the original brainchild of Life to Death. Before there was any radio show idea, that was going to be the original thought. It was going to be me running around and hitting people up in the streets, asking about different topics, asking them about different songs, everything. That was the original thought of it. And then, heck, y'all know the story. A teacher of mine, you know, led me to go this route. And from there, man, I didn't turn back. So I'm glad she did, because this journey has been so great, and it's played an instrument of everything kind of just flowing the way it is. Like it's spearheading everything, like the magazine, the social networks, even working with my. Like, I'm being honest on that too. I didn't always have this thought process of working with the model industry. That wasn't always what I was going to do. Like, that just happened. That was nothing that happened because something just happened on the show. I figured, let's try something new. Let's interview a model on the show. A lot of people think that. They think that I've been interviewing models since day one, and that wasn't the case. Heck, when we started out, we was interviewing different. You know, we would have different topics, and we would have different people from, you know, from YouTube. We have special guest YouTube collaborators, you know, coming onto the show, kicking the wood for us, sharing their thoughts on stuff. And we're talking about people that's been, you know, that's high up on YouTube status, that's making some moves. And shoot, from there, man, we are where we are now. I interviewed my first model. And one of the first things she was talking about, you know, because everybody always knows, hey, they look good. Oh, they did this photo shoot, did that. But when y'all find out the stories about just really getting to their minds or how they go about the stuff they do, y'all realize it's not just them looking good. It takes a thought process behind it. And you realize that a lot of them aren't just doing modeling. They're just a brand all in itself. So that was, man, I'm still tripping off of it. And then, of course, the timeline. I'm gonna let you talk about that. You know, the timeline. You tell people how, because I mean, I think some people that listen, they know some of the timeline, but let everybody know what led you into the show. How did you end up on the show?
Oh, Sandy, dang, you put me on the spot.
I did. You know, it's a simple thing. You should know. I mean, hey, it's your story, your way.
My brain cells aren't that good. Then the time, I mean, shoot. I know I did my interview with Dust Pot, and I just hit you up and went. I'm not no good storyteller. I'm just straight to the point.
Okay, so this is what happened. She was on the show. She was interviewing the show July. She was in for July. I know every July we always do the annual model month. That's where everything is. No, it was about models. Then it turned into, it started kind of turned like a seminar, a annual seminar in July every year. Because you got, you know, you had people from all over the industry, whether they were publishers, photographers, makeup artists, hairstylists, models themselves, all kind of people in the industry sharing not only advice for models to work with them, they also share, of course, what you know how they in the, how a person that wants to work in that field, best way to work in that field. Talked about they did that. And of course, Tima Reeve was part of that month, and we talked to her. It's a crazy interview. And then she asked me, like back in, it was back in September, she was talking about, she asked about being on the show. And, oh, yeah, well, you know, you, are you looking for any room for people to be on the show and whatnot? But, yeah, you know, I'm making some room. You know, we can try it out. You like it. You know, we'll see what, how it goes. You know, this woman has embraced it. And she brings, she sends me clips every day. Oh, okay, gotta play this clip on there. Gotta play this on there. So we doing all that, preparing the shows. And as we came to the season end, you know, it just everything just made sense. Every talk, and I talked to her. I was like, hey, we gotta do it. So we got, you know, not only I mean, I want you to be a more bigger part of the show, bigger picture of the show. She became co-host, and then, hey, the rest is history, man. We are where we are right now. So, yes, that's it in a nutshell. But we'll be back. We're going to go to a quick song break. And if we come back from this song break, we'll be getting prepared for our special guest for today, my girl Andrea Lewis. All right, so this is a track. This is actually a track by her. You should see, check it out, enjoy it, and we'll be back right here on Life of the Dusk Live, your boy, Teddy J.
No. I'll say that.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the Dust Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man. Listen to Life After Dust live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. Ceddie J, I see you, man. Yay!
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Ceddie J. Mwah.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. And
welcome
I was
back.
She by my girl Andrea Lewis, who'll be on the show here in a bit. So y'all stay tuned for that. I want to go into the Oscars, but I gotta save it because I know once I go into it, I'm going for a while. So I gotta wait. I'm waiting. I'm gonna hang on to it. But
that's
a story. I ain't gonna hang on to it for too long.
No. I forgot to tell everybody that, yeah, I'm the bubble bath posters, of course, are sold out. And one
there you go. Now she's waking up now.
I hear the rain.
She's waking up now. I'm surprised that wasn't the first thing you said. I let her segue and said, hey, you must be feeling greater than usual. I was throwing the bait out there for you to say it. She's awake now, everybody.
You know my routine before I get out here. Don't do me like that. So one lucky listener will get the last poster March 17th, right, Sadie?
So what now?
It's March 17th, right? When the person that gets the one listener get the poster.
Yes, it's actually going to be March 17th. That's the year. That's actually going to be the date where not only we're listening. So you guys stay tuned for more information on that. Listen, we'll be getting post the copy of T. Marie's poster, and we'll be getting a copy of the which will be launched. It'll be coming out that day. The new issue of Human Canvas magazine. So make sure you copy it, man. That's what I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm using my psychic powers, and my psychic powers don't let me down. I have a feeling that this person that's calling right now is a very special young lady. She's a black actress. Y'all notice how I threw that in there. And she's known for Disney's Cadet Kelly and for being on Degrassi and for Natalie Cole's Story. So big ups to her. And, oh, no, I think I was lost, sir. All right, so we better bring it when she gets back on. Bring on. They just lost her. Oh, no. All right, so when she calls back in, we're going to open up a line. But now y'all got the intro. But yes. I'll tell y'all a little more about the contest. The contest again. One lucky listener, we're getting an autograph copy of T. Marie's poster. And we'll be getting a copy of the new issue of Human Canvas magazine, which will be issue number 7, which will be an issue that's celebrating the 5th anniversary of the show. So y'all check it out. A lot of green. Y'all know green's my favorite color. Notice why I'm using a lot of my branding, green here, green there. So that's what's going on with that. And I can't wait, man. I'm just ready. I'm just so turned up. This month's gonna be fun. And there we go. Now we're gonna do this again. All right, let me put my announcement voice back on again. Okay, so welcome into the building. Very special young lady who is a black actress. Wink, wink. I want to go ahead and welcome to the show, my girl, Andrea Lewis. What's up?
Hi.
Welcome. I was like,
no,
have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. I mean, it's a great Monday. Oscars was yesterday. The award season is pretty much over for movies anyways. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's, wow, crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, I know you got a chance to check out the Oscars. How did you feel about it?
I really liked it. I really enjoyed the show. I thought Ellen was a great host, and she made the show feel exactly like her own talk show, which is very fun. And I thought she made it very interactive and just brought something new to it that we don't always get to see. So I really enjoyed the show, and obviously, you know, there was such great speeches from Lupita and from Jared Leto, and then Matthew McConaughey was just a highlight for me. So I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the whole entire thing. I really liked it. I watched the full thing, and it's long, and I really didn't feel bored at any point.
Especially, mm-hmm. I was performing. I listened to the album today. I was over here acting the fool.
Yeah, it's a good album.
We're happy.
Yes, the album Girl, but the track, but his single Happy, he was performing it last at the Oscars, which was on Despicable Me 2, reason why it was performed. I like to, and I agree, I said that earlier to people, I was saying that the Oscars felt more organic. It's like we got to feel, it was like this, yeah, everybody was all dressed up, but it didn't feel like, hey, just because I'm dressed up, I got to be a stiff. Everybody mm-hmm. was having a fun time. It didn't feel like, even though, you know, there's a little bit of teleprompter, you know, it felt a lot more organic. You know, Ellen was running around with pizzas, taking selfies with people.
Yeah.
It just felt organic. It didn't feel like it was scripted. And everybody got involved. So it kind of brought that human aspect into the Oscars. That not everybody's there. Yo, hello, I'm here to sit on my feet and wait for my award. So, yes. Kit Gory, so getting more into you. No, I know I was going to get Oscars. You being a black actress, I was going to ask you for sure. How did you get started? How did you get started into the entertainment industry? And was it always something that you wanted to do?
Well, I was very blessed to be started in it as a toddler. My mom was approached by a casting director while walking around with me in a mall in Toronto, and she wasn't sure about it at the time because, you know, there's a lot of scams and just fake people and just people that aren't legit in this business trying to get your money. So she wasn't sure about it. The next year, though, was on maternity leave with my brother, so she had the time and called the casting woman, and she happened to remember us, and I came, and she was legit, and I started from there. I started doing commercials and a lot of catalogs. I did a lot of print work, and I just liked it. I just remained in it and eventually progressed with my agent to guest spots on television shows and speaking roles and different things like that, and it just always felt like something that was very natural to me. I guess I was kind of a born entertainer. I always sang. I always sang. I probably sang before I could really speak, and then acting, I guess this was something that came natural because I just had a really vivid imagination and was good at characters and liked the industry, so it always just felt like the right place for me. I've never felt like I was doing something I shouldn't be doing or that there was something else out there for me, to be quite honest with you, so I've been just very blessed in that regard.
Okay, that's what's up. You know, it's always good to hear those humble beginnings. You know, you say, yeah, you got to, some of the people you got to watch out, you got to check and see, oh, no, are you legitimate? So mm-hmm. it's good to hear that you were one of the success stories that, hey, not everybody in the street is trying to screw you over. You just got to know how to, I'm going to throw this zinger at you. As far as that, how do you know how to find the right people? Because that's a hard thing in this industry is, realizing how to spot the people that aren't who they say they are versus the ones who are being legitimate. And sometimes we don't give those people a chance because of, you know, we're afraid to get cheated.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always tell people that ask me, first off, if you meet an agent that's going to charge you money, then that's a fake. That's not how it works. They only make money when you make money. And also, sometimes you could even, you know, be fretful of people that have, like, you know, an in-house situation. If they're like, oh, yeah, like, are photographers and are this and are that, I wouldn't even trust that. Any experience I've ever had with an agent is, yeah, they may have photographers that they can suggest to you, but the money you're paying to a photographer to do some headshots for you goes nowhere close to your agent. And so I always say if they're charging you money to sign up, then that's a fake. That is definitely a fake. And also, you know, look at their roster. They may not necessarily represent somebody that you know their name, but there should be at least somebody's face in their roster that you could recognize, whether they're just, you know, somebody you've seen in a lot of commercials, somebody, you know, you've seen as just a working actor all the time, doing guest spots, different things like that. I always go for that type of stuff. Ask these agents for their rosters and something that they can see their other clients, just so you could know really what their work track record is like. And definitely, if they charge you any money, just walk away. Walk away from that. That's not a real person.
Right, perfect. Yeah, I hope everybody that's trying to be in the industry is taking notes because she's teaching class right now.
No,
I always have your notebook in here, baby.
Trust me, yes.
Yeah.
True.
So what are some of the pros and the cons that you have experienced in the industry that not only have personally happened to you in, you know, something that you just notice, you know, looking around the industry from not necessarily the third person more so?
Well, I mean, every scenario in the entertainment industry, there's a pro and a con because it's just such a cutthroat industry. but it teaches you a lot about yourself. So it's really your own perspective, I find, that can, you know, get something out of every scenario, because I think every person that's pursued entertainment on any level has experienced a lot of pitfalls. You know, there's a lot of snakes in the industry, and there's a lot of time and investment that you're going to have to do that sometimes doesn't necessarily work out, and just a lot of characters that you're going to meet. But it's always a learning experience. It's always something that you can take with you to go further and to help you now spot those characters. So I've always just tried to keep an open mind. I think I've met so many characters, just literally crazy types of people in this industry that nothing surprises me anymore. And it has just taught me a lot about myself. It will show you your own strengths, and it will show you your weaknesses very quickly if you are willing to work on them and to, you know, want to improve yourself. You can't let this industry beat you up, because that's its goal. It's trying to beat you up on a daily basis. So I think if you have the right mentality, though, you could feel very proud of yourself for still remaining in it and still being a level-headed, normal person. So this industry overall, I always advise anybody going into it, do not expect roses, like it's because it's not that at all. And if you are lacking in confidence in any way, before you even take a foot into the entertainment industry, please work on that, because this is the industry that will try to break your confidence. So you can't expect to build confidence from this industry, because that's not the goal. So please only come in when you are feeling good about yourself, not when you are like so-so on that kind of stuff, because it'll hurt.
You know what? She's absolutely right. I hope everybody's just listening, because it's so true. If you don't have the confidence, trust me, you'll be, yeah, just not.
It's called law of attraction, everybody, law of attraction.
You got to even win, because trust me, even me, you know, still to this day, no matter how good I am, how good my pictures are, whatnot, it's still always, you know, after being scammed so many times, it's like, God dang, is this really me? So you got to make sure you got that confidence. It is very important, because if not, you'll start doubting your own skills.
Yeah, you don't want to be your own worst enemy in this industry, because so many people are going to be a critic. So it's like you've got to have your head on, all the way on. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you will run into problems. And that's when you meet people that, you know, they end up on drugs and they just end up just really crumbling from this industry. And that's because their head wasn't on. And most of the time they're just beating themselves up a lot inside. And you really don't want to be that person.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so and of course we saw yesterday Best Picture. Best Picture was actually a black film. And I've been having a big discussion with a lot of people. You know, this year in Hollywood, they decided to release more black movies this year. So my personal question to you is, what do you think has led to this point? And is this going to be something that's going to be short term or long term?
Is
that a trend or
is
something that they really are serious about?
Well, that's the thing. That we can never predict because we've had these trends before. We've had them before. We've even had Oscars before. I think the same year that Halle Berry won, it was like, you know, Sidney Poitier was honored and Whoopi Goldberg was there. It was like, you know, just all black people were there. So you felt like, whoa, black time. And then it was like, you know, silent for all the other years after that. So it's like we do have trends. We definitely have trends. It's great to see the amount of diversity in the films this year, but only time will tell if this is a trend or not, to be quite honest. I'm hoping that it's not. I'm really hoping that it's not, because at the same time, you're also seeing this opening up of roles for television as well, which I think is great. But I think it's just that I think Hollywood is having to shift with the times. You know, we have more people of color. You have more mixed people these days. You have just an array of people, different ethnicities, different stories. And so you just would be crazy to not go with it and not want to tell these stories and not want to show this type of stuff. So I'm hoping we'll really know if 2 years from now we still have this quote-unquote trend going. Then we can be, you know, maybe feeling pretty good about ourselves, because maybe it's not a trend.
I think it's going to stick around, because even recently how we had the black girls rock thing, so I think it's definitely a takeover. That's just my opinion. I know Steady ain't asked me, but there it is.
I think so too. I definitely think it's the time for black women. I definitely think that it's been slowly but surely coming up, and it just, to me, we're really in a great time. There's so many great role models and just so much these days. And there's definitely a lot more television shows with black women as the lead. And, you know, that's been a long time since you've seen something like that. And so I think it's a great time for black women. So I'm hoping that's not a trend, that this just kind of rolls.
I hope it's
going.
Not either.
We've seen some really good. I love black actresses. Just the dynamic of them, especially when you know their background before they even got into the industry. And, heck, you know, you got great characters like Olivia, and you got great characters like Hazel. You know, y'all saw that. Y'all saw I did that. There's a lot of great people that have been in it. A lot of great actresses. Okay, so before we go to the music break, I got one more question for you. What is your dream role to play? So who would you want to star in with you?
My dream role is actually to play Chaka Khan. That's my dream role. I think she's such an incredible artist, and she's just, you know. Yeah, she's so fun, and her music was great, and it would just be a beautiful story to see being told. And I don't know, you know, I don't have a particular cast in my head, to be quite honest with you, but the role, I would just absolutely love to play her in a biopic. That would just make my life, because I think she's just so incredible. So, yeah.
her hair game lately, her hair game at all. Point. I was mentioning that. Shaka Khan had been back. You know, she was having a little bit of time where it was like, her team is older now.
I think it's because she lost all the weight. That's what I think. It's like now you just like you are seeing. It's like, you know, it's like old Chaka Khan, because she's just like slim and trim, and she just looks so good. And Yes, I love her. She's just timeless.
I was like, okay, Shaka, I'm almost handling it. Okay, so we're going to go to another one. We're going to go to another one in your chest. You played She earlier. We're going to go to Straight By You Robots. And then we'll be back right here on Life of Dust Live with your boy, Fetty J. Good old Timmy Reed, not special guest, Andrea Lewis will be back. Don't move anywhere, you know, eat your chips or whatever, but don't move.
Don't touch that dial.
Your touch is gone, you don't look at me the same. Who's to blame for the change in your heart of human touch? You don't think to get no more, get no more, get no more.
Almost Human before I came into the show. So that's Ironic, Robot, Cyborg, Bam. So, yes, yeah. We're back, and we got the beautiful, talented Andrea Lewis in the building. And my girl, T. Marie, if I didn't much to throw the rain to T. Marie. Do
yes,
your thing,
yeah.
T.
All right. Well, okay. So, Miss Andrea, let the audience know about your recent black project called Black Actress and what inspired it.
Well, yeah, I have a web series that is online right now called Black Actress. It's on Issa Rae's channel, which is youtube.com/Issa Rae. And the idea, I was inspired by it many, many years ago. I probably had the idea for now maybe 5-6 years before I actually did it. And it was truly inspired by an experience I had. I was filming a movie in Vancouver, and one of my castmates, I was the only black girl in the project, but I was very accustomed to that at that point. Most of the work I had done, I was always kind of the token black girl, but I was standing around with my castmates, and one of them was introducing us to his manager, and he went around the circle giving everybody's name, and then when he got to me, and he said, and this is Andrea, and she's the urban one. And I was the only one that got this extra ethnicity intro, so I was just a little thrown, and everybody was a little bit thrown, and I just was like, what is that? You know, like, do I beatbox, or like, you know, should I rap at this moment? Like, I just didn't know what to do, and so it was just one of those moments that I had where I kind of realized that, you know, this actor was as well seeing me the same way a script saw me. And it was with my color first and not just, like, as a normal person. And, you know, I really wanted to do something that kind of just showed us as normal people. And every black actress that I had met or worked with kind of had a similar story in the sense of, like, you know, we were very proud to be black women, but at the end of the day, we just wanted to play normal characters. We just wanted to play characters that had nothing to do with our race. But the industry just labeled us and put us into this small box and saw us as this black actress, and black actresses only do the following things, and they only talk about certain things, and, you know, and that just wasn't the case, really. So that was really just what inspired it. I just had this idea, and I was sitting on it, and I wasn't really sure if it was going to be a short or a feature or just some kind of, like, special project. I just didn't know. And then with the rise of all these web series, that's really where I just was like, well, maybe I'll make it a web series. And I'm glad that I did, because I've had all the creative freedom in the world to do whatever I wanted, and that's exactly what I've done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll check it out. I love it. Because your character on there cracks me the heck up. she's like, hey, I just got to do what I got to do to get a job.
Yeah.
You know what? Let everybody know again where they can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, you could find it at youtube.com/Issa Rae, or you could even just type in black actress on YouTube and it pops up, luckily, at this time. So, yeah.
Like the fan page, too.
Yeah. And, yes, and you could also go to facebook.com. It's Black Actress Web Series. And like the Facebook page. Woo.
So what more can we expect from the show in the future?
Well, I'm working on the second season right now. I'm the writer as well as the star of it. And so I'm writing the second season currently, and we'll be filming it in the summer and releasing it again in the fourth quarter of this year. So I'm really excited about that. I'm also working on new music for the show as well, just for myself. So that's going to be really good and just like an added bonus to go with the show. So, yeah, I'm working on a few projects right now.
Okay, cool. So name your top 5 black actresses of all time.
All time? Oh, my goodness.
All time, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
14 years.
I know. This is difficult for me because, okay, well, obviously Dorothy Dandridge, because she's just beauty queen extraordinaire. Diane Carroll, who I was very blessed to work with when I was a child, in the Natalie Cole story. Loretta Devine, who I've also worked with and is just my life. That's 3. Oh, my goodness. Kerry Washington, how can I not? And then Taraji Henson. That's my top 5.
Thank you. Yes, Taraji is my boo.
Yeah, I love Taraji. Who doesn't love her?
Yeah.
She's so good.
Girl, I thought you were saying me for a moment. I had to catch myself. I was like, oh, not me. I'm not saying that. My name is a lot similar to hers. You guys will not know it on the show, Steady. You may know it, Steady, but you may not say it. But it's a lot similar to hers. It's just like one letter different.
Really?
She has a J and I have a S.
Wow. It's a unique name.
Well, I'm going to do it.
You better stop saying
it. She goes, so she's going to throw a spear at me about saying it, so I can't say it.
Yeah, but, so yeah, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, I mean, I could list a million more that I was influenced by, but those are just probably the ones off my head.
Ooh, I know, because Angela Bassett, that's my boo, too, with her hot self. She's been fine since I can remember.
Yeah, she's just, you know, everything. Guns of Steel.
Yeah, yes. Oh, my God, she's so strong. And I want to get like her, but she can keep them arms, like what she had in Tina Turner, What's Love Gotta Do With.
Exactly, exactly. That's all that you saw. Exactly.
Oh, no, but
I'll be talking to Stacey's ass. Does she age? I'm waiting. This woman does not age.
No, she doesn't. She's found the fountain of youth. She just lives there.
She does not.
Her and Donna Faison, they both got the formula. We had to figure out what the formula is.
Really? She do need to give us her secret. Well, I know I need her secret because, and it's like, oh, this is just the hottest in you, you know? Like, if you remember her, like, when she was in playing the younger role of Tina Turner, she wasn't that hot. But as you know, she grew. She's hot. Okay, enough.
I mean, you have an age either. I mean, because look at you. It's like, you're like a grown woman now, but you still like... How you look back in Degrassi, still the same.
Yeah, I don't know why that's happened to me. I have no idea why that's happened to me. I'm waiting for the day. But I knew that when I was a teenager that technically you have, like, you know, almost more than 10 years to play a teenager as an actor. I don't know why, but that's just your life, unless you, like, I don't know, drink and smoke all the time or something and just, like, tear your skin up. But other than that, if you just maintain, you will easily play a teenager for the next 10 years.
Yes. All right. So we're going to go to last track by you. Come back. We got the crazy question time. That's why I'm going to start throwing questions at you like darts. So
are
you ready? And this is Raindrops.
For the day, it's like they've read my mind or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away. Don't text you, don't call you, don't ever come around you. Ain't nothing between us, don't refer to the word us. You and I are closer to the tell me. Can you hear it on my window pane? Into you, only to have you take it all away. Your words so hurtful, cause of you I've become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away. And the standard's been set by you.
Raindrops are falling on the ground, da-da-da-da. girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I see around town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe, makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceship don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can, the atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad it's night. Throw the light from the sun, would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the room, like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling, too soon, don't do it. Reconsider, read some litter. Tour on the subject, you sure? Fuck it.
Yeah, shout out to we had like we didn't have raindrops in my window yesterday. We had sleet and snow.
I heard. We got raindrops.
Nah, I did not like this. I just want Texas weather to stop being so bipolar. It's making me mad.
I'm glad when this cold weather is over, like really.
It's been a long winter.
I
want
to feel spring.
If it's cold for spring break, y'all better, everybody better start getting in church. It's never been
going to
cold.
South Padre, there's ice on the, there's ice everywhere in South Padre. Nothing cool about that.
Yeah, it's a long winter. I don't know what's going on, but you're right. We should all go to church and maybe talk to God about this for just a little bit.
I saw this on Day After Tomorrow. You know, that didn't turn out too well. So, yeah. We got to get it together.
Oh,
all right, so crazy question time. We're going to start throwing questions at you like darts. Damn.
Okay.
You got to be ready. You got to be ready to take the darts. All right, so first off, one of my favorite questions is to find out about people. What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. I have embarrassing experiences probably on a weekly basis, to be quite honest with you. I'm just that kind
yes.
of person. Maybe just now I was out to dinner with one of my best friends and she started telling me a story and I am that black person. I've got a loud laugh and no shame about it. We were in a restaurant and, I had to be asked to quiet down just a bit because I was laughing so loud at her story. So that was a bit embarrassing for me. But I had no shame. The story was funny. I can't help myself.
That depends on what kind of laugh. Was it like an evil laugh? Like,
no, the maniacal laugh? No. It was just the, like, you know, when somebody tells you something and you really didn't expect the story that they were telling you, and so it was just like an uncontrolled laugh, and it was big, you know, and boisterous. So I didn't expect what she was going to tell me. I really didn't. So it just really cracked me up.
I'm welcome to the club. I have those laughs that when people... When somebody says something mean about somebody, I can't help it or not, and it's funny. It's like I make the person feel more worse because my laugh just makes you feel offended. So I know how you
feel.
Yeah,
that's how I am if somebody trips. If somebody trips and falls, it's like I'm not really a mean-spirited person, but, you know, seeing a trip and fall, it always makes me laugh. I don't know why.
You know what? I feel like I'm a nice person. And some people may say I'm mean, but I feel like I'm a nice person because I would not laugh. I would laugh after I make sure that
I'm going to help you.
You're a really, really nice person.
People say I'm mean. So hey, you just help me out because I wouldn't laugh at them. But now they like I'm okay,
more
then
I
was not laughing.
That's pretty nice. All right, see, throw the next door at it, T.
Okay, so if you had to pick three places in the world to spend a week each at, where would they be and why?
To spend a week?
Yep, a week each at three places.
I would pick Paris, because why wouldn't I want to be in Paris? It's just a beautiful and amazing, and I can just, you know, have a gain weight week just eating pastries. then I would probably go to Jamaica and just chill on the beach the whole entire time. And then I would just, I'd spend the week in New York. A lot of my very, very close friends live in New York, and I don't always get to see them because I do a lot of traveling, but I would love to just chill in New York.
New York was different. Okay.
Yeah. I love New York. So it's one of those places, it's like I live off and on in New York, and it always makes me feel good. I just love that city.
I thought it was just me, and you know I'm from Houston. So when I go visit New York, I come back and I'm just like, I'll get to thinking, I'm like, I love New York. I can't wait to go back and visit. And I put all my posts up about I love New York. And
oh, yeah, I love New York. It's just something about it. It's so good.
Yes, it is. It's nice. Then I went down, it was Manhattan, that's the downtown part. When I visited, and they had the M&Ms out there, and Elmo, and Mickey. I had posted all my pictures on Instagram, and Superman, and Spider-Man. And
so you were in Times Square? Is that where you were?
That's where I was, exactly, Times Square.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I had a blast. But, yeah, I love New York.
If you had... So that was almost my dog. So I know y'all like that. If you had 24 hours left to live, what would be some of the craziest ways you would spend those hours?
If I had 24 hours left to live, oh, my goodness. Well, for one, I'd need all my friends and family, my close friends, my mom and my brother. That's who I just would need to spend the day with me. And I would probably spend majority of the day eating, no lie. I would probably just go on a binge fest and just start off the day with a huge brunch, and then I'd do a big sushi lunch, and then for dinner I would just have lobster. I would probably spend most of my day eating and napping for 24 hours. And then I probably would do something that would scare me, like skydiving, because why not? And just try something adventurous. So it would be an eating day and then something to scare the crap out of me, and then I'd eat some more. That would be my 24 hours.
Look at you. You sound like me. I love to eat.
Now, who doesn't? Who does? I mean, that's all my thought process. It's like, I know it's like there's probably a million other things I could do, but, man, there's so much food. So
I know.
How could I resist?
I was watching Family Feud, and then they say... They had a question on Family Feud. That was the last that she gave her friend, Sadie. Family Feud, and he said, name something that most people do, you know, that people do with their mouth often, you know. And people said talking and stuff, and the first thing came to my head was eat.
Yeah. That's what people do most often.
People eat more than they talk. Then I thought about it. I say, no, your ass eat more than you talk.
That's like me. I definitely eat more than I talk. Or I try to center my talking around eating. It's one or the other. If I know I'm going to want to talk for the day, I'll call one of my girlfriends and I'll be like, let's go to dinner, just so I could talk and eat at the same time.
I know, so we can do both. Exactly. So what are your future endeavors can we expect from you throughout the rest of this year?
What's that, say?
What future endeavors can we expect from you throughout the rest of this year?
Well, like I said, I'm going to be doing more Black Actress, which I'm so excited about. Music, which I'm excited about, too, because it's been a long time coming. And I'm also working on another project for my girlfriend, who is a popular YouTuber named Shameless Maya, and we're going to do a web series, and I'm going to write it and direct it. So I'm excited about that because it's, you know, I've always wanted to do more behind-the-scenes type of stuff, not always in front of the camera, and so I'm excited to kind of run that project in that sense and just show people another side of me.
Okay, so you're directing, you're writing, you're singing, you're acting. Go ahead, girl.
All right, now, as far as my phone, I'll throw my phone door at you. I'm going to go to a caller real quick because they want, you know, they were hitting me up earlier, so they want to ask you a question or show you some love. So I'm going to go to, actually, to my girl, Goldie, who's the host on Thursday. Go ahead, Goldie. What's up?
Hello.
Hi, Goldie.
How you doing?
Good. Do you have blonde hair?
No. I got the name from wearing yellow a lot when I first started college.
There we go.
Oh, but I was the girl that was going crazy on the status on that Cedric posted earlier. I was like, I did not know he tagged you in the status. Because as we can tell you, I have been a diehard Degrassi fan since, I want to say, 2001. And, you know,
since the beginning.
Yeah, since the very first season. I came in actually on the Jagged Peel, the very last episode of the first season, and I went back and watched everything when it came on when it came on Noggin at the time. And I just told him, I was like, oh my God, he got it on here. And so, yeah, I didn't know that you would have seen how excited I was. I should have toned it down a little bit. Oh, yes, I see that you're doing a lot musically at the moment that you're working on. And, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm keeping tabs on you and I'm excited about everything that you have. I keep tabs with everybody that, you know, was from Degrassi. You know, even though, you know, everybody know you were Drake's love interest, you know, it was just like, you know, I keep tabs on everybody from Degrassi.
Oh, that's good. It was such a talented cast. So I think it's good that everybody's kind of doing their own thing in the fields that they wanted to really be in. So it was, you know, we were such a kids and everybody had just bigger dreams and hopes besides the show. So it's good. I like when I hear people that are keeping up and seeing what everybody's doing because there's so many and everybody's kind of all over the place, which is good.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling one of my friends the other day, if you have a child, Degrassi is like the gateway drug to watching soap operas for the rest of your life. You would definitely be watching everything else that's, like, dramatized in that same format. Like, it's one of those shows where you get everything, especially as a teenager growing up. Like, you think that nobody, you know, you think that nobody understands what you're going through or that the stuff that happens around the world, you know, people just think that it can't happen to them, and in the show it just dramatizes very well. It's not fake, and I love that about it. I used to make my brother watch it, and he knows.
No, that's good. I mean, yeah, we're very at the time. It's, you know, it's funny just how times change, because at the time the show was very risky. You know, just some of the topics that the show covered in terms of you know, gun violence and homosexuality and rape and just big topics that you did not see necessarily covered on television, especially not on teen drama. So, yeah, it was very eye-opening for a lot of people. And we do, we have a lot of people that said the same thing as you over the years, that that it was kind of covering a lot of things that everybody was going through or had witnessed or seen or, you know, heard about in their school. So it's good.
Oh, yeah, and I definitely, like I said, I definitely love what you're doing now. Me and my brother, I think we were watching Cadet Kelly, and we were just like, oh, my God. He's like, oh, my God, I said, that's Hazel. And so he was like, oh, I'm gonna try to get her on here. And so, you know, I've been excited since he told me about it. And it's funny because I was actually watching I don't know the name of the song, but I guess somebody, they were having a debate on YouTube about if Drake could rap back then, like if he's always been able to write or if he has to have a ghostwriter somewhere. But I actually went back and listened to the rap that he did on Degrassi, and it was not bad at all. Like, I kind of remember it being kind of teenage-y, you know, pre-teeny on the show. But when you go back and listen to it, you're like, he actually got some type of lyrics for him to be young back then. So yeah, I just like I said, I love you, and I can ramble all day, but I won't.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you.
And thank you for calling in too, Goldie.
Thank you, girl. I've never heard your voice in a minute. Hey.
Oh Lord, this is my family, people. That's how we keep crazy. But that being said, that's a perfect lead into, don't let everybody know how they can keep up with everything you got going on as far as link-wise, or as we like to call in the show, stalking, because it's not necessarily like scary, creepy type of stalking, but, you know, there's some people that follow what you do, and there's people that follow it heavy. So that's what we call stalking on here.
You know what? I think that's the cool thing about social media, or the interesting thing, rather, is that you know, you can kind of meet a lot of people through social media that are technically your fans, if they just follow you on every single thing. I have a lot of people like that I feel like I know, and I meet them sometimes at an event, sometimes, and whenever they come over to me shy, I'm like, why are you shy? Like, you write me on Twitter every day. Like, you know, why you shouldn't be shy. We know each other now. But, yeah, people could follow me. Basically, my website, which is MissAndreaLewis.com, and you will just find everything there. That's the simplest way. That's also my Twitter handle, MissAndreaLewis. And that's where you could really find everything. And from there, you will see my Instagram and my Tumblr and all things, my YouTube channel. And you'll find everything that you need to know there. So MissAndreaLewis.com, which is my website.
Everything. Well, again, I appreciate you for coming to the show. This funny shit on my, I really watching Cadet Kelly. That's how I end up booking a lot of you on the show. I really watch them, you know what? And I'm like, you know what? It'd be cool to interview that person. Like, woman prayer, I'm still to this day. I was so sad when he died. One of my dream interviews was to interview Michael Jackson, because everybody that interviews him always has a negative thought process they're getting ready to go for in the interview him. And, you know, that's what I hate. Like, a lot, they don't realize that a lot of people came to the show that have had some negative stuff in their life. They share that stuff without me ever having to ask, because people are going to tell that part of their story if that's a part of their story. But you've seen them with the past, and when you are a friend, friends tell you a lot of stuff. So that's why people don't realize you don't have to have a negative thought process to get, you know, juice.
Yeah.
And I just want to be somebody who lifts people up, you know. So women are so hard. Women are so hard on the next woman. And just society in general is hard on people. So I'm not hard on nobody. I'm the type of person, I'm like, hey, be free. Do you. Live your life. What makes you happy? If don't nobody like it, fuck them. No, let me quit. Okay.
No, it's true. The world is so negative, so why be negative? Just be positive.
Exactly. I'm trying to change it with just little old me.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate negative because I'm happy.
Exactly.
I know. Oh, and Teddy, about that, remember I told you it was Pharrell and you told me it was Jazzy Faye?
Oh, no, I said it wasn't Jazzy Faye. I said it was CeeLo. Long story, I thought it was CeeLo.
Are you right? You said it was CeeLo.
I thought it was CeeLo because it had that CeeLo feel to it.
I decided to like Pharrell today.
I'm going to rock with him with all the NERD CDs to date. So, yeah. I thought it was my man. It was Pharrell.
And if you notice, I didn't even argue with you or nothing. I was like, oh, okay, look, because I didn't know.
It was mean. Just mean. But, again, Andrea, I thank you for coming through. You were fun.
Thank you.
You were going here. We kidnapped you a little bit longer, but, you know, you had a blast, and it was, like I said, again, it is always humbling to hear, not only just a great actress, because it's not even just about your race, but as far as race-wise, it's good to see another black woman doing things positively and making moves, able to do and live out her dreams and show other people, hey, you don't have to have a cookie cutter way of living out your dreams. You just got to be focused about it. So,
yeah.
Again, I appreciate you for coming to the show. It was a blast and crazy ride, man.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me. And, yeah, send me any links and tweet me anytime. And thank you again. Thank you so much for having me. I had a fun time.
Oh, no problem. Shout out to everything you got going on. Can't wait for season two, Black Ashes, because it was a great your first season. You had a lot of great interviews in there, too. Yeah, check them out, y'all. I'm telling you. Like, I'm not just telling y'all they can see the show. It was a good show, and it really – Because around everything else, they even have interviews. And you get to feel, especially if you are trying to be a black, you're a black woman trying to be an actress, that's something you need to definitely look at because you'll find some empowering stories on there.
Mm-hmm. You definitely will.
Thank you, Miss Andrea. And we're looking forward to me linking up with you, T. Marie, the model. I'm modeling X. So I'm going to try to link up with you, follow you on
Instagram. Yeah, like, send me your stuff. What?
Girl, yes, will do.
All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to another track. Who's going to go to? Rolodex. Okay, I'm going to be funny. I'm going to hate you. Some people are going to hate me. Some people are going to get a good laugh. This is JJ Fish, no topping you. I figure I'll give y'all some fun to listen to for the beginning of the week. Here we go. We'll be back.
Got a body, and I would like to party. I do pop molly, and I drink holly. But me and you, we can have a private party. Girl, meet me in the lobby. Once we get to the lobby, we gon' get high, just like pop molly. I just want your body, with a face in that body. One night stand, so we don't get caught by paparazzi. I eat a pussy like Bugatti, it's just my hobby. When she fucks on my dick, she just do it so sloppy. I took video so I can tell those other girls to copy. I like it done right when a girl wants to knock me. We're so good, but she acts so damn cocky. And all she want is her pussy to get popping. And that is exactly what I like popping. She said I'm number one and it ain't no topping. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. Girl, you're number one and it ain't you do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. When I'm with you, I wanna go everywhere. I told you, girl, I'm not wearing underwear. Yeah, yeah, we're going there. Girl, I like the way that you move your body. The way you move your body just make it look so nice. When we alone, I beat that pussy up just like Ollie. I swear she's so beautiful, she looks just like Holly. Girl, you come and get, I might just probably keep you around just for this party. Girl, I don't know why you taste so sweet. I guess that's why that pussy so pink. When I'm in it, I make it splash just like a thing. And it sounds of the big old clink, clink, clink. After that party, I know she had to sing. It ain't nobody topping me. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. I'm sweet number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it
ain't no topping you. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping you. It ain't no topping you.
Don't do that. You out of line.
What did I do?
You know
what? What did I do, T?
Anyway,
what did I do that was out of line, T?
Anyway, go ahead, Sadie. What you talking about next? Come on.
What did I do? I did was play some really good music for our listeners.
Just feel like they just be lying and shit. Because I said I don't like to say nothing negative. A lot of people got enough going on already in this life. Next topic.
So you say you got that negative to say about the song? It's a great song?
No, I don't. I can't be no liar either. It's life great.
It's a great song you're saying to me, right? You liked it, it was popping.
Great, you almost lost your co-host. You were going to be calling your co-host back. Oh my God, I know I'm not the only one feeling like that. I'm just being honest. No negativity intended. It's a nice song.
It's so good. He has nothing to say about saying it, so it's just to be real.
I'm going
to
play that song again on a Monday or a Wednesday. Me and you are going to really fall out. Let me know when you're playing that song, because I could have put that phone down and went in the kitchen, went in the restroom, did something. I have to listen to that shit. Do you know how I'm
like,
stop. New topic. Don't do that. Don't say it.
He was going in, man. Oh, no, the video. Oh, no, that ain't nothing. The video had you crying laughing. Because he got his shirt off. He going hard. He's like, hey, I'm in this building.
I'm in this building. We got to do better. But anyway.
We got to do better.
It's
okay.
We gotta do better.
All right, so I told y'all, man, we're gonna go in on the Oscars. I had so much to say, so much time. Actually, I was gonna say so little time, but so much time. So first off, from the book with the kids. All right, so first we're gonna grade Ellen, and Miss Ellen was the host of the show, for those of y'all that didn't know that. And she went in, like I said, y'all heard me earlier talking about a little bit, that it felt organic. It didn't feel like, you know, it was rehearsed. Everything that was happening, it was just a spontaneous combustion. And all the people involved were just having a great time. It didn't feel like a bunch of stiffs in suits. So it was definitely great. It was great to watch.
You know what, Sadie? I don't like women, y'all. I really don't. I don't think I do. But I have a crush on Ellen, I think. I don't know, but I think I do. And I've never even dated outside my race, but I don't know. I don't. Ellen, hey, boo.
Y'all stay tuned throughout the show. You know, the show running, what her discussion will be on that. Y'all stay tuned, cause stay closely looking as far as what she had to say about that later on.
But you should try to see. I wonder if we need to see if we can get Ellen on the show. No, let me stop.
Do we get
Ellen?
Y'all had to throw a challenge at me. I'm gonna try it. And I'm gonna try.
We're gonna have to. Before you have her on here, you gotta have her sign some paperwork. You will not file any sexual harassment on T. Marie the model. She might like. She might want a little swirl in her little milk. Might want a little chocolate syrup mixed in it.
Oh, okay. And the pineapples. Okay. Stop.
Where is it at, buddy? Y'all ready?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Anyway, so
back to that, for Tina Lee was over here, exploring
her curiosity. She did a great job, the show, and it says spontaneous combustion. It was great. Pizza, I mean, the selfie thing was hilarious. I just like the fact that, yeah, I mean, some people might feel a little long and drawn out to them just because of the fact that, you know, they do certainly be scripted piece by piece. But it was trying to do something different. And take it was the most watched show in a long watched Academy Awards in a very long time. And I forget the exact date. I apologize about that, about the exact date, but it's been a long time. That was what they were talking about, and wow, it was, you know, you saw social media was definitely on the ball. They didn't get social media involved, and you know, you're doing a little something, so shout out to that. Let's see, where else can I check, Jesh? Oh, yes, awards. So, you know, of course, as far as the awards that went on, and I'm going to speak from a black perspective on awards.
Well,
and I'm going to speak on some, because it also too gets a tie to. See, this is my high. This is how I do research, people. And I'm going to tell you about. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say something. Charlamagne the God. I saw a comment about him earlier. You know, Charlamagne the God is always known for his very controversial way of approaching things. Definitely not any different. It ain't different with him. In this case. And in this case, what he was talking about was, he said he's done with these slave films. He's so done with them. He said the best slave film he saw to date was Django or The Chain. Wow. But okay. And you know, he was saying because he didn't play the victim, and this whole lot of different things was going on and on about it. But my thing is this. Until, you know, we continually, you know, we spend so much time tearing down when we the little treadway we get. We want to tear down whatever little things people are doing and say stuff like that and just really hate on it. Okay, so yeah, all right. Do we always agree that the role, that a lot of the wins we have are always where we have to go to our lowest points or whatever? And when I say lowest points, I don't mean that in any type of bad way at all. I mean as in where the roles are very controversial. You know, we end up winning in that. Why we can't win for, like, fun things. But that's the case for anybody. That's not just black people. That's the case for anybody. It's not controversial. You're not going to get an Oscar. You're not even going to get really nominated for one. Because, you know, if they don't have a comedy. I want the Oscars to really visit is where is a comedy section for the Oscars? You know, you don't really get to see any comedic movies make it to the Oscars. And there's a lot of great ones that have been through, and I don't care, not just about black films or whatever, it's about period. So I challenge them to be able to broaden the horizon on that, because there's a lot of, you know, some great stuff done with those directors working on the stuff, everything. But going back to the comment about, you know, the movie, one of the movies that was a big winner was 12 Years of a Slave. And it was a touching movie. It was about a true story that happened based, and it just really kind of, for me to sit there and just see that comment was ignorant, in my opinion. People said they want to say it's ignorant. And, you know, Charlamagne just, you know, instead of, you know, just like I said, big up what we get, man, because we don't get the chances. And when we with an Oscar, appreciate the fact we won another black person won an Oscar. That should be good in all of itself. F the nonsense. This means, seriously, F the nonsense. And let's see, he was, you know, you had, it won the best picture. Best picture. Y'all know, y'all saw some of the movies that was winning all night. So for that to win best picture, that was wow. Man, that was a big wow. Great, great to see that. It was a great win. And also Lupita, she ended up winning as well. Love that. It was, you know, it was just that film with just winning the whole lot. It won 3 Oscars, and it definitely deserves so. Especially, like, I always love the ones where it's the films that kind of come from the depths, per se, where people don't kind of count out because it's not, you know, to them it's not entertaining, per se. But not everything that's entertaining is always going to be happy, joy. So that's the case of that. So T, I'm gonna throw that at you a little bit. Good discussion on that, because I'm just saying, like, it's annoying that as black people we had to continually, a lot of people want to say about being racist in this, but I'm sorry. We do a lot more turning each other down than anybody did, a lot of, than some of these other people do to us. Some of these other races, they turn each other down. Yeah, but we do it to each other a lot more, and we do it to each other a lot worse sometimes.
But that goes back to what I was saying, that we do it to each other so bad. I mean, we make it so hard. And I'm just speaking for blacks because that's the, you know, the body I'm in. But we make it so hard for one another, because if we see a black person, just your other person, your significant, you know, whoever the other person might be, whether you went to school with them, whether y'all from the same neighborhood, whatever the case may be, if you see that, most of the majority of the people, I'm not going to say but majority of the people who see you trying your best, even family, you know, whole nine, they see you trying your best to pursue your dream and to pursue your career, and they make it hard. I mean, you got to pretty much try to, and me, I'm not going to do no begging, but you got to damn near just try to beg somebody for some support. But they'll be quick to criticize, oh, she should have had on different shoes with this outfit, or her the hell, you know, something stupid like that, instead of just giving credit, saying, I salute you, black woman, trying to pursue, you know, your dream. I salute you, you know, black male, for you trying to do your thing. I'm behind you 100%. And then let's just take race out of the situation. We, you know, we should just be encouraging each other, pushing each other to do better, instead of always being the one that has something negative to say. That's why, that's why you don't know, it's very rare you'll hear me say something like criticize somebody's character. Even, you know, with the Chris Brown situation, Rihanna. You know, I don't criticize people's character, because you're living your life. It just so happens you're in the spotlight, and I want to be that type of person to say, hey, go for it. You want to do it, you do it. I'm going to be that person to share positive light. And I think if each person listening, you know, me, you, we can just all do that, you know, which, you know, we're pretty good about that, then we can change it. But it's just so, I think it's just like, I don't know. I think we just, us as black people got so much, we have so much anger built up from the past and stuff, to where we just angry and we mad. And if we not making it, we don't want no one else to make it. And that's not, you know, that's not how it should be.
Right. I mean, it's nonsense. Like, I mean, because y'all heard me talk about hating me. There's so many, you know, a lot of people who hated my show are black people. Like, people are not into the show. They hate on what I do. And it's stuff that, it's not negative stuff. I'm not doing anything. It's not, they're not hating on, it'd be different if we're like, hey, he's doing this negative thing. Let's hate on him doing this negative thing. Like, for instance, I was beating a woman or whatever. I'm going to assume they would hate on me for that, T. But you hate on for me and I'm doing something positive? Explain how that makes any goddamn sense. So, I mean, I understand what you kind of saying with Chris Brown. But when you do something positive and they hating on that, you can't win for some reason.
But that goes back to where they're trying to get Justin Bieber, you know, revolt. It's just like the society, society itself. When I tell you society is messed up, it's society itself. We got to change the way that Tupac said it best. We got to change the way we think. We got to change the way, you know, we live. We got to change, you know. Oh, my bad.
I knew a song you were coming from when you were saying that, so I was ready to go. No, I agree, man. And that's just period, man. Like I said, especially in person, when you just hate on somebody, it's because they're succeeding. That pisses me off. I don't understand that. You hate them their success. That when they're doing something positive and you want to hate them then. Like, actually, I'm going to use another person, Gabby Sidibay, who I asked you yesterday. Do I laugh at the jokes? Yeah, I laugh at the jokes. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I don't laugh. But the thing is, it's kind of unwarranted yesterday. The woman came on point. The dress, whoever designed her dress yesterday, they was on point. Because the last one she wore, that was not, no. Y'all was wrong for what y'all put her in. It definitely came to her. But everybody started to make jokes and started talking about Barney, Kool-Aid Man. They was just throwing darts left and right all yesterday. Twitter was having the ball. And Jemima, you know, the list goes on. Dang, this woman just can't win.
But you know what really kind of opened my eyes to me, you know, to really where we just really have to try to build each other up. And the turning point was really for me just honestly Whitney Houston's death. Because you remember how society just tore her. When I tell you they tore her down, you know, and even when she tried to come back, they still didn't accept her. But when she died, everybody act like the whole world was ended. But where were you at? Where were you lifting her up at in her time when she was here? Cause she don't care, you know. She can't see you now, you know. She trust me. She's not looking over all her fans. No, she probably, you know, got a family or whatever that she was looking over at that time. But she don't see you. So why not encourage her and strengthen her then? Instead of, oh, you crackhead, you this, you know, beat her down. That may, you know, make her okay. You know, she's trying to get herself together. Here, she got all these people talking in her head. Here's the media in her head. It's just so much. That was my turning point where I was like, you know what? Anything I say about a celebrity, especially when it comes to their character, unless they presented something to me differently, I'm going to always just be on a positive note and be like, hey, this person, if you don't have nothing good to say about somebody, try to not say it at all, you know? That's
right.
My thing. That was my turn.
I'm lucky, nigga. I mean, I'm a person, I give you the good and the bad. You got to take, I'm a person, I feel about now, I don't know what planet you on, but I'm a person, I joke about your flaws, but I lift you up more than I joke about your flaws. That's just what I do. I don't try to make you feel uncomfortable about your flaws. I make a joke about them because sometimes laughter is the perfect medicine. So by laughing at some things that's going on that might be crazy, they'd be perfect medicine of helping a person get through it and realize, oh, that's crazy. And they kind of they laugh it off and it helps them grow through it. So I'm not saying, hey, you can't make jokes. You can't joke with your friends about some of their flaws and whatnot. But if you spend more time, most of your time is spent turning the person down versus lifting them up, then there's something wrong with you.
And then that's different, y'all. You know, you and your friends, of course, you have a relationship built with your friends. So you can say something to them that you can say to a random person that don't know you as well. So that's what I mean about, you know, people who may not know you as well, but then they're quick to say, oh, I'm not going to support City, or I'm not going to support, you know. It's like, you don't even, you know, all you know is what you see, and from what you see with me, then it's really a problem because I'm just, you know, I'm cool. But you're going to always support. But I truly believe that every obstacle and barrier placed in my path is just an opportunity for success. But if we could just lift each other up and just encourage each other and strengthen each other and support each other, we can really, you know, be successful in a team, in life, the whole world. Look, what is that? Come together, we are one. Nah. What's wrong?
I write to Raji. I was
going to
get you.
You didn't get it, so it didn't even matter. So why not?
I was going to get you.
I thought you were.
I'll write to Raji. I made you think I was going to say it. That was the whole point of that joke there. No, oh, Lord. Yes, it's in the chat. Finally, you're on the show at the same time. At the same time, this is funny. Call in a person in the chat room. I don't want to say your name because I give it away, so call in. But no, it's, oh my God. I mean, for me, it's just, you said what now?
I said, you silly, you laughing? What y'all not laughing at?
That's me. I'm just goofy. I'm in a goofy mood today. Cause I'm happy. I stayed home. I was at home lady. Didn't work today, so I was a little crunk. That made me even more crunk. So, oh man, I was on it today.
I have been getting a lot of spammers on my Facebook.
You know what? That's going to be a random question. That's a random question we're going to throw into the mixers now. What is with Facebook? I understand this. They have all this money, right? All this money. But y'all harassing people. And instead of spending money on making sure people are handling stuff in a certain way, y'all want to harass people about nonsense. Like, oh, you post too many links, or you post, or you say, if you like too many sessions, we're going to suspend you for 7 days. Awesome stuff like that. But then you get these, God dang it, my inbox, I had one yesterday or today. Had an inbox or something. Hey, I like your profile. You look nice. Maybe we should get together sometime. Hit me up on my email. What? So, I mean, God dang it. You know, all of them fall for that. See, I've been in this game too long and not realize when this one of them fake pages just hitting you up, just hitting buttons, hitting send. And it's some, you know, there's some robot hitting you up, trying to see if they can get you to submit information. And they got ways to link to you to try to take over your account and stuff. So, no. Not happening.
Oh, I ain't worrying about it because I ain't going to fool with them people. Ain't nobody else not falling. I can tell the difference.
No.
For me, I know from work, being in this industry, period.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I can read a spam email. You silly. I can read a spam email. I can look at an email and just be like, oh, yeah, nah, this ain't for real. I don't got time to play.
Right. But here's the thing, T. It gets to a point where this stuff gets so annoying that people who aren't in spam emails get harassed as if they're sending spam emails. Like, I'm kind of clear airing that. I'm going to let y'all know right now, Steady J, when he sends you something, he's not sending you a spam email to get over yourself. Not sending a spam email. When I seen something, you know it. There's ways to be able to tell that you are getting a spam email or not. It's not that hard. Like, because this is a perfect example yesterday. I know people scam people in this industry, but God dang it, when I'm giving you out of the freaking place to go check to verify myself and you're not reading them, but you want to keep just asking questions that I have answered over and over and giving you stuff, and you're still not looking at it, that is on you. I know people screw people over in this industry so much, But guys, as you said earlier, you got to know how to pick and peep this stuff from out of the way. It's not hard. Y'all make some of the stuff harder than it needs to be. It's not, especially in one of the big things she did, one of the great things she said earlier was like, if the person is charging, if you're not being charged, first thing, that is being the first thing, okay, I'm not being charged, so now take the level of, concern off the moment. Then, y'all make it harder. But you want to hit me up, and y'all hit, a lot of times, especially if people I get the most problems with, they hit me up. Oh, how can I work with you? There's a senior seven that is, you want to do all this extra? Read. That's why, you know, y'all learning like school is not important. Yes, it is. You learn something important. Especially, just having a high school education, it itself says something. And so that's what I got to say about that, T. Like, it's a high school education alone. Well, you will learn stuff, how to read, how to do math so you can count your money, know about how long it's going to take to get to that, know about, you know, yeah, I convert stuff, you got to get spread stuff because you're in the UK, whatever. Simple things you can make do every day. Y'all not applying. So that's stupid. Especially when I see some of these people write to you. God. So, I mean, like, who is writing this, man? Charlie Brown, like, it's crazy. Grammatical errors, punctuation errors, stuff everywhere. I mean, just that stuff is everywhere. It doesn't even make no freaking sense.
Yeah, somebody might have said it, man.
Yes, it did. I mean, it's a prevalent thing, but it's fresh stuff. That's fresh stuff. I had to put it on blast while we were talking about it. It's driving me nuts. See, I just. Putting it out there, letting them know. We're not doing anything, trying to scam you or nothing. So, the contest, y'all want to know about that. All right, so what we're going to do, we will stay tuned for next Monday's show. Next Monday's show, we will tell you exactly how to get involved in the contest. It's very simple stuff you can do. Very simple, and I'm telling you, it is not hard. So, heck, I mean, it will require your support. So, yes, it's going to require a little bit of your time. It's going to require a lot of your time. It's going to require a little bit of your time. So, you ain't got time, then we ain't got time for that. Yes, as we got last 15 minutes of the show, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know about some stuff coming up for the week. So, a lineup for this week. Tomorrow on Glitz and Glamour, they'll be talking, can men and women be just friends? That'll be the big topic for tomorrow. Feature artist of the week is Amir Jackson. And feature model of the week is Tori Elise. You know Tori Elise. She hosted with you a couple of weeks ago. Bam, at the white party. Bam, who's getting the booty guard on. She's a feature model of the week over there. Then you got on Wednesday, my girl Kylie Monet will be on the show, and she was featured in issue number 4 of Human Canvas magazine, Mrs. Claus. Bam. Y'all get a chance to talk to her. And, you know, kind of hear her story a little bit. I know every Wednesday we do the all music hour, the first hour. So you enjoy some great music, a little bit of everything. And every Wednesday, 90 Moments of the Week. 90 Moments of the Week is coming. Check it out. And on Thursday is Real Spill Radio. Real Spill Radio, episode number 21. Check out the Pocket Change. That's when we get crazy fan letters. And it asks us for our advice on different situations of all kind, and we give you a special way to help. We help you while roasting the hell at you at the same time. So how great is that? And we got to read where we read some of these people in this industry and some of the everyday things. And then we got the hit list. The hit list is where we take a top 10 list of things for the week that we're going on. And that can include stuff from the top 10 things you don't want to see people doing in the club, all kind of stuff. So check it out. Those are the shows. You ever want to know more information about that? You can simply go to blogtalkradio.com/TeddyJ, T-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You'll see all the shows coming up. Also, when you go to the spot, you can check the blog section known as Hot versus Hot Mess. And that's where you can see what's coming up for the week and be posted all on there. So check it out, man. That being said, hey, we got about 14 minutes left. We're going to take a quick breather. No, hold on. Great. First time I'm going to call in. I was going to take a quick breather, but I was waiting. I would talk to my boy first. I see he's in the building. For help, one of the first people helping us celebrate the 5th anniversary month, which is something, which those of y'all wondering what that is, 5 years of life at the Dusk Liner. One of my greatest supporters in the building. What's up, old Ruder?
How the fuck you doing, Shetty?
I can't complain.
People
read the building. She's been wondering where you been. She, every time you come, she not here. When she here, you not here. So now y'all both in the building at the same time again.
Well, as old McConaughey say last night on his acceptance speech, how did he put it?
All right. Yeah, you got this from my boy Kevin Hart. Shout out to that.
I don't know. Kevin Hart might have got it from him. He did that back in the McConaughey did it way back in the day in that that teen movie in the early 90s. It's about these high schoolers getting out of high school, and he was already like graduated and gone. He was like the old 22, 23 year old part hanging around. No, not Surfer Dude Scooter. He was hanging outside the bowling alley or something. He's like, I just keep getting older, but those girls just keep staying the same age. Checking out all the little high school poopers. Glory days.
But glory days. IMDb. I love IMDb because I can see. Yep, it's glory days. It's with Ben Affleck and Sarah Rockwell.
It was walking around spanking them freshmen with them paddles and shit. And the girls were being mean to the other girls. And it was like the last day of school and the whole place just blew up. McConaughey. Is that his name?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Alice just likes him because he was in that movie where they stuck the poles in the beach and waited for the lightning to hit it.
A lot of women love Magic Mike. That's what they love to see.
I had to deal with that when it came out in the theaters. And then I waited for a little bit, and Alice's boyfriend, I mean Scooter's boyfriend, I don't think he put that on DVD for her. So I had to wait again until it rolled around to HBO. Then I started hearing this shit all over again. Then she started using the movie to fall asleep to, watching Magic Mike while she goes to sleep. And then I come in there, and she says, "Oh, Ruder, get your old 84-year-old dick out of my bed. I'm watching Magic Mike." I'd go open a can of pork and beans, throw them in the skillet, and dump a little, what have I got here? Some Fairbanks pork, put it in there and season it up a little bit and just mind my own business until Magic Mike went off the HBO at 2:30 in the morning.
I can't get time for that. All the struggles being on the thrust in my face. Thanks. No thanks.
I'm waiting for 22 Jump Street to come out. That's what I'm waiting
on. Oh, yeah,
on.
They go to college, yeah.
Why is it 22 Jump Street? Well, we had to move across the street.
Yeah. Because somebody brought out the old building, 21 Jump Street, so they had to move across the street to
yeah.
the headquarters.
Now it's 22 Jump Street.
No, what's so ironic, huh? Sequel's coming out, so y'all so slick.
Oh, you know the sequel I'm waiting on? Should be coming out right about Memorial Day, I'm guessing. Dumb and Dumber.
There's new Dumb and Dumber coming out?
Yeah, they always
yeah,
do.
Yes. With Jim Carrey and the other dude in it, the originals.
Jeff Daniels.
Yes.
Oh, I see a Dumb and Dumber too.
Yeah, Dumb and yes.
I'm looking at it. They have a. Oh, okay. It's according to what it looks like now. It looks like November 14th this year.
Oh, they're gonna hold it that long? That is like the only movie I ever went to where the theater was packed.
I still watch it. Still quote so many lines from it.
Oh yeah.
And Charlie redeems yourself.
Just go, man. Just go.
Oh, my favorite. Oh, what a song from it. I love the song. It's so annoying. Mike. Yeah. Mockingbird. So everybody, have you heard? A mockingbird don't sing.
Oh,
she's gonna buy you dummy.
Shut the fuck
up. That's exactly
how I did him too.
Yeah.
he was mad.
He said, you want to hear something real annoying?
Find
a happy place. Find a happy place.
So much sick stuff happens in that movie. They give the little blind kid the bird. Tape around here. Pretty bird.
I think it got him in that new movie. That kid's all grown up and stuff. And they had a promo picture of him sitting in a chair with a bird in his hand.
Samsonite.
I really liked it when old Jeff Daniels clocked old girl in the face with that snowball.
Yes. He popped the heart.
He was
mumbling. I go on and on about this movie. Okay, so I'm going to read this tad bit about what it says. 20 years after the Dimwits set out on their first adventure, they headed out in search of one of their long-lost children, in the hope of getting a new kidney. Excuse me, a new kidney.
No way.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
Who's needing a kidney?
Daddy don't tell you.
Going out looking for a new... They ain't going to find it.
This would be interesting.
I'm probably going to find one in one of them St. Bernards and cut it out and say, this will work.
Oh.
That's a woman on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Women don't appreciate good cinema. Hey, Mr. Seti, how do I sound on your end?
Oh, you sound clear. You're coming out very clear.
Okay, something screwed up on my board, between my board and my cheap computer. I'm only hearing myself out of my right side or my left side, and every time I switch the cables trying to make it still keeps coming out my left side, so I think it's in my pewter. I might have got drunk.
Oh, you're coming out clear.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. Now back to the woman that don't appreciate cinema.
Don't do me like that.
Girl, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that.
You know, I love you, too.
Hey, so what does float your boat when you drop a 10 at a theater ticket booth and walk on in?
I'm more of a, you can give me romantic comedy or you can give me horror. But I don't need the nasty stuff. Yeah, I can keep the...
Did you say whore?
Shut up. Horror.
Oh, horror. Okay,
yeah.
I get it now.
I don't like horror as much because I don't like paying somebody to scare the hell out of me.
Yep.
I see scary looking people every day.
I can do horror. That's my thing.
I try to mind my own business when it comes to whores.
Oh, man. But I want to see the dude down there. It is like this some semi-horror, but it's more of a thriller movie, in my opinion. On New Purge is coming out. I'm excited to see that. It's funny we talk about all these movies and Oscars was just yesterday. I know the New Purge is coming out. The first Purge is decent. It was not bad. A lot of plot twists is being thrown at me. So shout out to the first one. I'm more excited to see the next one. Next one seems the plot is a lot better than me. They went a little bit outside the box.
Yes. Scooter would love to talk this kind of stuff with you because she's a freak on these movies. Especially when she gets on.
She's a freak in some of the movies, or
she'd be able to talk to you on that intellectual level that you're on.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't quite get there because I actually end up sitting and watching the movies and. I want to be, like, entertained, like, while I watch it, and then once the movie's over, I'm, like, done with it. But old Scooter bitch, she sucks that shit off. She sits there, and she'll, like, deeply analyze everything. Did I say analyze or analyze? She'll analyze everything. Except when she gets on...
You know what? It's because I took full appreciation class, and I love... And I was one of the classes I love, and that's funny because that teacher is the reason why I'm doing radio today.
Thank him, because I would have never met you if you weren't doing that.
Yes, because she told me to get in her voice class. I want you to join my voice class. God, it was fun. A lot of fun things came out of it. Heck, it's coming to an end here in a bit. I want to remind everybody, if you miss any parts of the show, check it out. Go on to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY, CEDDY, letter J. Also, check out, going to iTunes, type in the Spire Radio Network on iTunes. You'll find all the shows there. You can find it on Beyond Pod. That's a free app to download, put that onto your smartphone, and listen to Dustfire Radio Network on there, all free. And also on Dustfire.com, we got the new player on the site. It's easy to go listen to it right there. Bam. Enjoy the show.
Bam.
Check out a lot of great music. Check out some beautiful women.
Where?
Networkers.
You got some naked
everything.
Pictures? No naked?
No nudity. I don't know. He might.
You would buy a poster. You could have got a nice. You could have got a decent. You could have got a nice picture.
I had a poster.
So you can get a poster. Bam.
I had a poster when I was in the Army, hung on my door. I shared a room with like three dudes, and we had our each little section in their pod. And I had this poster of this chick, and she was like, she had her bikini top like barely hanging on, and she was like in like the ocean, and the ocean was up to about halfway between her belly button and her like moose toe, you know. And I had like this big serious inspection coming through, And I didn't pay no attention to the poster because I had everything else dressed right, dressed like the Army, you know. And the first sergeant walked in, and he looked at my shit, and he said, good job, Private. And he walked through the other two guys and, you know, dinged them for a couple of shits. And he started to walk back out the door. That's when he saw the poster. He went, whose poster is that? I figured, yeah, that's mine. I'll fess up to that hot little broad. He went, Private, I sure hope the tide don't roll out before I walk out the door. I guess
it was hot.
I guess he had to be there.
I kind of ran away when that was about. I knew what that was about right away.
That was back in 1983 there,
Seti. So he was praying in the water. He's like, don't let that water fall down that me.
What was messed up is like my buddy that was in the same room, he had a bunch of empty vodka bottles under his bed. And I'm, you know, me and you and hey, Seti, what's that chick's name that's like
T-Marie
on here?
T-Marie Love. T-Marie.
Oh, shit. I should have known that.
He was whispering. He should have typed me in the chat room and asked me in the chat room. So he did not think that through.
Shh, don't tell her how to look in your chat room. That's supposed to be between me and you.
Oh, I know about the chat room.
Oh, she knows how to look in the chat room. She's been there.
Oh, Miss Tina, you know about that chat room. You don't know about the other one. Oops, I said too much.
Lord. But, again, it's always fun to have you come through, Aruda. It was great.
Thank
our guests earlier, Andrea Lewis. Everybody is kicking off this anniversary month the right way, and I appreciate it.
I want to tell you, Seti and Tina, you're the only two people that...
T, not Tina Marie.
Well, anyway, what's that song Tina Marie sang? How'd that go?
Tell us, Square Biz.
Come on, Seti. That's you.
Anyways.
You know what's messed up right now? I'm going to have to dig that thing up on my computer because I got it. You know how many songs I got on this computer here?
I know you got a lot. I remember you talking about it
before. I'm just talking music, not karaoke stuff. I got over a 101,000 stuff. I'm going to find me some Tina Marie, and I'm going to find that song, and then you got to listen to it a little bit, and then I'll give me about 10 seconds with it, and then I'll cut it off, and you hammer down.
I got to say, we about to roll now, everybody.
You like my Facebook page. Just email it to Seti or to inbox it to Seti or inbox it to me, and I'm going to listen to it.
I think he already liked your Facebook page when you first on here, so you should be on there. But we're going on out. We're reminding you guys of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a
T or where
there's a U.
There is a way. Yep, yep.
Yes, we're on and out. Again, thank everybody for coming to the show. My girl, Goldie, as well, for stepping through and kind of with us. Everybody, enjoy yourselves. See y'all tomorrow. Good to Glamour. Back again here on Wednesday. And then on Thursday for Real Spirit Radio. On and out. Shout out to our sponsor, the Taurus Ignati. Big ups to y'all. Go check them out at facebook.com/ N as a Nancy, N as a Nancy team. There you go. And also check out, go to audibletrial.com/SetiJ, CEDDY, the J, go there, sign up for free. It's free. 30-day trial. Get a free audio book with that as well. Over here, 150,000 titles. Check it out. It is definitely a great site because it's audio book, so you can listen to them on the go. What more can you ask for? All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.